Mark Levin, Trump-Russia Collusion Hoax Executed by the Obama Administration. By Robert Krajicek on April 25, 2019. Mark Levin told Breitbart News that the Obama administration executed the narrative framing President Donald Trump as colluding with the Russian government across the 2016 presidential election and beyond. Offering his remarks on Thursday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlow. This narrative was always pushed by the Hillary campaign and it was executed by the Obama administration, said Levin of the collusion storyline. This is the big untold story. The White House had to know about it. It was in the newspapers. The Oval Office had to have been briefed on it. Listen. Levin continued, I can't believe the Attorney General, the head of the FBI, the head of the CIA, the head of National Intelligence, all were involved in this. And somehow Barack Obama was Helen Keller. I don't believe that for 2 seconds. Robert Mueller's ostensible investigation of Russia's alleged political interference in 2016's presidential election was always grounded in an attempt to nullify Trump's election, assessed Levin. Levin said, Volume 2, or the Robert Mueller-led operations report, is written for the Democrats in the House. This report, over 400 pages, particularly Volume 2, was an attempt to smear the president without any legal obstacles, without any compunction whatsoever. Levin added, Mueller's team said, let's just write our opinions and put it in Volume 2. We know the Democrats are going to control the House. We know that Barr said during his testimony that he's going to release as much of this as he can. If you look at Volume 2 of the report, there's very few redactions. This is a New York Times op-ed. It's very long, but it's an op-ed. That's all it is. Levin remarked, the president, extraordinarily, let them speak to anyone they wanted to. Gave them any documents they wanted. That's why there's not a knowing corrupt intent, and that's the requirement that the Supreme Court set out that the prosecutors could never have met. That's why they smeared him in the report. Levin contemplated the release of video or audio of the Mueller-led operations interrogation of former White House counsel Don McGahn. Look at McGahn, stated Levin. 30 hours of testimony, and what do they have in there? 5 or 6 sentences? 30 hours of testimony, and a couple sentences? They cherry-picked his testimony. I can guarantee you, as a former chief of staff to the Attorney General of the United States and former litigator, they pummeled McGahn. I would love to see the video, continued Levin, because they put the best they could, from their perspective, in Volume 2, and I suspect we wouldn't like what we would see. The badgering, and the constant efforts to get McGahn to say that there was some kind of obstruction. Levin noted the nebulous nature of Mueller's appointment as special counsel, without any specific crime being listed in the mandate that then-acting Attorney General Rod Rosenstein ordered. The investigation authorized by Rosenstein preceded the specific mention of any crime. Mueller's appointment was completely fraudulent, observed Levin. As you know, under the regulations, there has to be some kind of crime that they're seeking to investigate, at least some criminal statute. There never was any. You could see the people that he hired. They were, for the most part, Democrat hacks. He went out of his way to hire a guy like Andrew Weissman, and others. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.